the last night I was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, I went to a superhero party and decided to make my own superhero. My superhero was Captain Muff Diver. So this is a little short story about Captain Muff Diver. Oh, Captain, familiar words to the captain, but this time it was not his doing. He and his sidekick with benefits, Lady Graffenberg, had been captured by the nefarious, dastardly, and seductive dominatrix, who had tied them together and was lowering them into a giant vat of liquid latex. Dominatrix let out a mad laugh. You dove headfirst into my trap. I thought I smelled something fishy, the captain said. Your one-liners won't save you now. A voice came from behind Dominatrix. Maybe mine can. Dominatrix turned to see Captain Muff Diver's mentor and beef taco expert, Colonel Angus. You're too late, Angus. It's never too late for Colonel Angus. Dominatrix drew her leather whip and raised it to strike, but unfortunately for her, she slung the end of the whip toward our heroes. Captain Muff Diver grabbed the tip and yanked, pulling Dominatrix into the vat. Sorry, Dom, but it looks like the rubber didn't work out the way you hoped. Colonel Angus then reversed the crane and brought the captain and Lady Graffenberg to safety. Thanks, Colonel. I didn't realize I was in over my head until it was too late. That's fine, but I can't keep bailing you out. Listen, I have news. We think we have identified the location of the Golden Honeypot. The Golden Honeypot? The one thing that mankind has been searching for since the beginning of our species? Where? Quickly, there's no time to lose. I will explain en route. This is the place? A church? Captain Muff Diver asked. Yes, it has been locked away, hidden for centuries. It's up to you to bring its joy-giving power back to the world. Okay, come, Lady Graffenberg, and we will penetrate this fortress of celibacy. Oh, Captain, I don't think I can handle it. Trust me, this will be easy as pie. The duo breached the doorway and saw a familiar figure. Sorry, Freudian slips are going to be the norm tonight. Annie Lingus, what are you doing here? How did you get in? Oh, I used the back door. We should have expected that, Lady Graffenberg said. Captain, I was following our old nemesis, Harry Bush. I think he's here to keep you from reaching the Golden Honeypot. Harry's here? No problem. I just wanted to let you know so you didn't go down there blindly. Thanks for the info, Annie. Come on, team. The heroes explored the musty basement, dark but for the sliver of light spewing from a distant chamber. They crossed the darkness and reached the old wood door. Inside, they saw the source of the light, the fabled Golden Honeypot, the bringer of happiness to mankind. So you finally arrived, Captain Muff Diver, and you brought friends, too. Harry Bush, we meet again. What, is your whole purpose in life to get in my way? Perhaps. You'll have to get past me to get to the honeypot. Of course. The captain charged, but Harry was prepared. He pulled his cloak aside, and a massive tangle of wires sprang out, catching the captain and pushing him to the wall. Harry then dropped the device and attacked Lady Graffenberg. Annie tried to step in, but Harry struck too quickly, hitting Lady Graffenberg with such force that her knees buckled and she collapsed. Annie landed a punch, but it seemed to bounce right off of Harry Bush. He knocked her down too, but the captain had escaped the wire tangle. Picking up an iron candlestick, he lunged at Harry, who took the full force of the impact and fell against the wall. Now that that's out of the way, the captain said, it's time to turn my attention to the honeypot. After retrieving the sacred artifact, Annie told the pair to go on without her. I'll clean this mess up, she added. You sure? It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it, she answered. Very well. As they were leaving, Lady Graffenberg called out, when you're done, come join us at the Cat Cave for a debriefing. You know I never miss a debriefing with the captain. The end.